Hello, and welcome to the BroadVision Q1 Year 2014 Earnings Announcement and Investor Conference Event. My name is Eric. I'll be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Peter Chu. Mr. Chu, you may begin.
Thank you, Eric. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Peter Chu, Vice President of Strategy and Products at BroadVision. Welcome to our 2014 Q1 financial results announcement and conference call. I will first provide our standard cautionary comments on forward-looking statements and other legal matters. Next, Dr. Xinyuan Zhou, our CFO, will review the first quarter results, which were announced in a press release earlier this afternoon. Next, I will provide product and marketing updates and then wrap up with a summary. As always, we will be pleased to take your questions following the formal portion of the call. During the course of this conference call, BroadVision may make forward-looking statements. All forward-looking statements included in this call are based upon information available to BroadVision as of the date of this call, including statements regarding our expectation of future financial results and product releases, and BroadVision assumes no obligation to update or correct any such forward-looking statements. These statements are not guarantees of future performance, and actual results could differ materially from BroadVision's current expectations. Actual future results may be impacted by various important factors, including, without limitation, changes in the market, competitive environment, and macroeconomic conditions. Additional information on potential factors that could affect the company's financial results is included in the company's periodic reports on Forms 10-K and 10-Q, and other documents filed with the SEC. All statements and information can also be found on our website at www.broadvision.com under the Company tab, Investor Information tab, Press Releases tab page. You can also view our SEC filings and historical financial results under the Company/Investor Information section under SEC filings. Now, I will turn the call over to Xinyuan.
Thanks, Peter. Now, our Q1 2014 results in terms of P&L, balance sheet, and other operating highlights. Revenues. Q1 total revenues were $3.0 million, with $1.2 million in licenses, $1.2 million in maintenance, and $0.6 million in consulting services. Sequentially, this compares to Q4 2013 total revenues of $3.7 million, with $1.4 million in licenses, $1.3 million in maintenance, and $1.0 million in consulting services. In comparison, Q1 2013 total revenues were $3.8 million, with $1.6 million in licenses, $1.7 million in maintenance, and $0.5 million in consulting services. Q1 2014 revenues by region were 39% Americas, 26% EMEA, and 35% APJ, compared to 33% Americas, 29% EMEA, and 38% APJ in Q4 2013, and 49% Americas, 29% EMEA, and 22% APJ in Q1 2013. As we have discussed in the past, we expect our geographical mix to fluctuate somewhat from quarter to quarter, mainly due to our small footprint. Q1 2014 revenues were significantly lower, both sequentially and year-to-year, mainly due to declines in our legacy business. As we transition into our new enterprise social networking business, our legacy business will continue to see pressure and fluctuation. Expenses. On GAAP basis, total operating costs plus cost of revenues were $5.4 million in Q1 2014, compared to $5.2 million in Q4 2013 and $5.4 million in Q1 2013. In Q1 2014, we generated a GAAP net loss of $2.3 million, or $0.49 per basic and diluted share, compared to a net loss of $1.3 million, or $0.28 per basic and diluted share in Q4 2013, and a net loss of $2.1 million, or $0.46 per basic and diluted share in Q1 2013. Looking at our four main cost centers. First, cost of goods sold. concentrated mainly on cost of services and cloud hosting, were $1.0 million in Q1 2014 compared to $1.3 million in Q4 2013. Second, R&D expenses for Q1 2014 were $1.8 million compared to $1.7 million in Q4 2013. Sales and marketing expenses for Q1 2014 were $1.5 million compared to $1.3 million in Q4 2013. Finally, G&A expenses for Q1 2014 were $1.0 million compared to $0.9 million at the end of Q4 2013. Balance sheet. At the end of Q1 2014, we had $45.9 million of cash and cash equivalents and short-term investments, with no long-term debt compared to $46.4 million at the end of Q4 2013. Accounts receivable were $2.7 million at the end of Q1 2014 compared to $3.5 million at the end of Q4 2013. Days sales outstanding in Q1 2014 was 80 days compared to 88 days in Q4 2013. Prepaid expenses and other current assets were $1.4 million at the end of Q1 2014 compared to $1.4 million at the end of Q4 2013. Other non-current assets were $0.4 million at the end of Q1 2014, same as in Q4 2013. Accounts payable was $0.4 million at the end of Q1 2014 compared to $0.5 million at the end of Q4 2013. Accrued expenses were $2.3 million at the end of Q1 2014 compared to $2.4 million at the end of Q4 2013. Deferred maintenance was $2.6 million at the end of Q1 2014 compared to $2.0 million in Q1 2013. Unearned revenues were $2.5 million at the end of Q1 2014, same as in Q4 2013. Other non-current liabilities were $0.8 million at the end of Q1 2014, same as in Q4 2013. I'll now turn to Peter for a product and a marketing update. Peter?
The first quarter was a challenging one, but I would like to share some very exciting news about a new product family which will be released this quarter. Vimoso is a family of next-generation unified communication and collaboration, also known as UCC solutions, for the enterprise, which has been under development for the past 3 years. Let me talk a little bit about Vimoso. Vimoso is a real-time mobile social enterprise UCC tool that unifies your business communication in a single easy-to-use solution. Users can chat, post messages, manage emails and tasks, carry on threaded discussions, share files, and organize all communications for sharing and reference. The personalization capabilities of Vimoso allows you to receive notification, follow others' activities, and perform real-time actions, all within a system that you control. By unifying and prioritizing business communication through filtering and sorting, users can sift through large volumes of notifications to access relevant information, gather context, and take well-informed actions. Timely and educated responses create a rich engagement experience across employees, partners, and customers. The organizational system within Vimoso enables logical and fast retrieval of conversations, participants, content, and action history for accountability and visibility. Vimoso's organization schema can be made to easily mimic any organization's departmental and functional structures for easy onboarding and immediate engagement. The enterprise-grade security built into Vimoso protects your business communication, which otherwise flows freely across many consumer social applications. Vimoso supports leading corporate encryption and authentication standards to protect users and corporate assets throughout the system. Vimoso also allows clear separation of personal and corporate activities and enable an organization's IT managers to secure the corporate activities behind organizational boundaries. Finally, Vimoso's interoperability offers integration with existing enterprise systems as well as new application development efforts to leverage its rich social, communication, and collaborative capabilities. The integration approaches supported include an open API for access, messaging integration, and traditional import and export of data. Let me cast this in the light of BroadVision's roadmap. The introduction of Emoso's UCC capabilities complements BroadVision's existing product offering to deliver a full engagement suite. Comprehensive engagement solutions encompass aspects of unified communication collaboration from MyVimoso, personalization and e-commerce technology from our BV9 product line, and social and portal capabilities from our ClearVille product line. We're very excited to be able to offer a comprehensive portfolio of engagement solutions to a wide base of customers. After 3 years of development, which includes being awarded a technology patent, we have created a new secure and scalable hybrid cloud architecture which will seamlessly weave together public and private cloud installations. This new infrastructure is essential for enhancing our data privacy offerings such that customers and partners can deploy a global solution and yet be able to manage data to comply with company or country-specific privacy requirements. The robust and extensible logic infrastructure will provide the intelligent and flexible organization of information for prioritization and access. Last and not least, we have created a modern UI framework that leverages real-time and mobile capabilities. With the addition of Emoso products, we're able to deliver to our vision of a comprehensive enterprise engagement solution suite. Since the beginning, BroadVision's e-business roadmap has been focused on the needs of agile organizations facing dynamic and global environments. The participants in such an ecosystem of employees, partners, and customers are global, flexible, and transient. The amount of information and data flowing through the business is ever-increasing, and everyone is flooded with notifications across multiple communication platforms. The popularity of mobile technology has introduced many innovative consumer-centric tools, such as WhatsApp, Skype, Dropbox, Google Drive, Line, iMessage, to name a few, for personal and professional use. This personal approach through the so-called Bring Your Own Device, BYOD, and BYOA, Bring Your Own Application, improves productivity for the individuals, but falls short for the organization, which must balance speed, transparency, visibility, and security. Today's agile organizations need a communication and collaboration solution that is unified, personalized, organized, and secure. So in conclusion, after 3 years of development and testing, we're truly excited to announce the availability of MyVimoso, which is the quick start version of Vimoso for enterprise and for SMBs, SOHO, as well as individual users, in a beta program scheduled to commence next month. Other products in the Vimoso family will be released over the next few months. Highlighting mobility while emphasizing enterprise-class security, Vimoso unifies email, instant messaging, file sharing, workflow, and social networking into one cohesive and convenient user experience, enabling everyone to engage with anyone about anything from anywhere at any time. Vimoso enables organizations to connect securely and effectively with their internal and external workforce, partners, and customers. It is built on a secure cloud-based infrastructure and embraces the most effective mobile communication paradigm. It is a unified communication collaboration center for the digitally connected individuals, which can be easily organized and managed by an organization to offer secure and effective communication and collaboration. With that, we thank you for listening. Now, let's open it up for your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. And our first question comes from Jonathan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I've been a shareholder for a long time. I'm probably the single largest shareholder after Mr. Chen in the company. And I'm confused. Every quarter we're talking about a new product, ClearVail. Today it's Vimosa, and we're trading at a negative enterprise value. And what is it that I'm missing? Because it doesn't seem like the board or any of the people in the management are even buying shares at this level. So can you address that first?
Well, this is Peter. Let me speak to the Jonathan. Thank you for your question. Speak to the product side. We're in a very dynamic marketplace where we've had ClearVail even out there for 3+ years. And, you know, as we learn from our customers, they've had our legacy solutions, and people are embracing the ClearVail enterprise social networking solutions. But as the market evolves, going towards more mobile, more dynamic workforces, and with new information sources, they're demanding an additional need for them to better engage with their customer. So in that sense, you know, this is really the third piece of adding on top of our legacy e-commerce solutions, personalization solutions, which we later added the enterprise social networking technology to provide certain capabilities. This last piece, third piece, based on our conversations with customers, really completes the way that they want to fully engage with their customers, which is now global and is moving in and out of their networks. They want to stay nimble, and they've asked for this. So we've actually put a lot of our resources into building what the customer is asking for.
Okay. In regards to the fact that nobody in the investment community knows very much about BroadVision, ClearVail, this new product that just was announced today. I mean, is there a way to go out there and try to, like, reach out to the shareholder community? I mean, we are trading at less than cash. Our R&D has been $6 to $8 million a year. We have a legacy business that's definitely worth something to, it's bringing cash flow to the bottom line. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, no one on the board wants to buy shares. There's been no change of the board of directors over all these years. There's been no buying. I figure we should give a $5 dividend, and if we burn through the rest of the money, this was just a failure. I can't imagine. I mean, from a personal standpoint, I want it to succeed, but I also want you guys to, you know, be excited about it and share your excitement and enthusiasm with all the other investors that see this stock trading at less than cash. So, I think you guys have to go out and reach and talk to the community and, you know, go out there and hire an IR firm and go on, you know, a roadshow, whatever it is, if you really feel that this is going to work and, you know, we're dirt cheap right here, opinion.
Yes.
I own 5% of your company.
Okay. No, thank you.
And I've called your company and sent emails over the past 3 months, and I've not gotten one response back. So I just don't know why the company is not shareholder-friendly in any way.
Okay. So, Jonathan, on the last point, we certainly will do better than that. But getting back to, with the new product, I think there is a well-thought-through strategy on how to promote this, and a lot of that is geared on actually having the product in the marketplace, in customers' hands, and as we say, we're talking about releasing this and start beta testing, but with the customers actually in hand is when we feel that we will be able to make, you know, a substantive announcement, and we really hope that we will follow through a lot of the good recognition you have to really show people out in all communities what the true value is.
Okay, I appreciate it. You got to thank you.
Great, thanks, Josh.
And at this time, I'm showing no further questions. As a reminder, that's star then one to ask your question.
Okay, Eric, if there are no questions at this time, then we'd like to thank everybody for their participation today, and we will see you next quarter.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.